Can we get the two sides to, you know, talk to each other about this? Let's try. Democratic strategist Glenn W. Smith joins me right now, and also former Texas Republican Party Chair Kathy Adams. Kathy, let me start with you. Since Rush said he's sorry, does that mean everybody ought to just move on? That's good enough?
Well, I think that people should move on. As a matter of fact, I, as a woman, am very offended, not by anything that Rush Limbaugh had to say, but that we have a co-ed at a Catholic university who goes before the United States Congress and testifies, and yet, excuse me, now her testimony is supposed to be taken off record. We're not supposed to hold her to account for what she had to say, that she is demanding that you and I, as taxpayers, pay for her birth control. That is absolutely something that that woman ought to be taking care of herself. This is a fiscal issue. It is not in any way something that I think that those advertisers ought to be offended about.
All right, Glenn, what about that?
Well, Kathy, I'm surprised to hear you say you're not offended by Rush Limbaugh calling that young lady a slut. I'm kind of astonished. And by the way, taxpayers aren't paying any part of that. That's the insurance policies that employees and employees pay for, that pays for all the services and benefits in the plan. It's got nothing to do with taxpayers. As far as Rush Limbaugh goes, he's a sad old buffoon. And he ought to retire from the circus tent before he further embarrasses all the Bartons and Baileys of the Republican Party.
Okay, Kathy, what about the fact that it's insurance companies that would be footing the bill here, not taxpayers?
Well, I do not buy that. When this is a government mandate, then it becomes a government issue. It is a taxpayer issue. I am absolutely opposed to Obamacare. I don't want death panels. I don't want anyone telling me that I'm going to have to pay for someone else's abortion. I don't want to have to pay for sex change operations. This mandate is absolutely wrong, and it does imply that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act has now been turned on its head again.
Glenn, would the Republicans not do better to argue it the way Kathy just did, which is to say, look, this is not the government's place to be telling insurance companies what they have to pay for and what the, you know, I mean, it's a mandate that is, in the opinion of a lot of people, including the Texas Republican leadership here, it's government overreach to be doing this. And it's not so much about contraception. It's about the government telling people that they have to do things that they might disagree with.
Well, 28 states already require this, so it's nothing new in the United States. And by the way, health insurance is regulated in many, many different ways by both the federal and state governments, and there's nothing new in that either. But what you're talking, if you want to know where the real death panels are, it's the Republicans that are trying to cut a variety of health services for Texas women and women across the country, condemning them to lives of poor health and even death in some circumstances.
All right, well, let me get Kathy's response to that. We'll do that straight ahead. Kathy Adams and Glenn Smith here with us on News 92 FM. It is 919.